Denny and Wyatt Thompson at Hour 1, NewsRadioKMAN.com in the On Demand tab for the podcast after the show is done. I will pass along a couple news and notes, just things we didn't get to here throughout the show before we wrap things up, close it off. Football-wise, K-State did get a commitment today, their 16th, or 17th, I believe, of the 2017 class. That would be Danny Walker. He's a linebacker from Wheaton, Illinois. Not even listed by Rivals.com, but a three-star recruit on Scout.com. They seem pretty high on him. One of their analysts called it a steal earlier today. So we'll have more on the class in the next week. Obviously, National Signing Day, not too far away. It is, 9 days away, next Wednesday. And we'll have plenty of coverage of that coming up, obviously, if you do care about the rankings at this point in time. K-State is 10th in the Big 12. With 16 known commitments, according to Rivals.com. Again, they don't list this new commitment, Danny Walker, on there. So really 17, I suppose. But the Cats are behind TCU, West Virginia, and Kansas, who are right in front of them in the recruiting rankings. Oklahoma leading the Big 12 here at the moment. And how about Baylor? They're really the big movers. We commented a lot about their recruiting class. So there was only one player that stuck around after the coaching change there. They now have 20 commitments, 17 3-stars, a couple 4-stars. And all of a sudden, they're third in the conference as far as their recruiting class is concerned. So Matt Rhule doing a nice job there to this point in time for Baylor. That did really surprise me to see them be that high up. And speaking of Baylor, their men's basketball team, I had brought up earlier in the show the fact that they would get a crack at Kansas here coming up pretty soon. And just looking ahead to their schedule, they do have Texas Tech in their midweek game this week. That'll be on Wednesday. They host the Red Raiders. That's a game that you'd figure Baylor should win. And they have displayed some staying power here at 6-1 in the Big 12. If they can beat Texas Tech, they're going to be 7-1 in the Big 12 against presumably 8-0 Kansas, although they may lose at West Virginia before that too and make it even more of a race. But then on February 1st, National Signing Day next Wednesday, you're going to get Baylor and Kansas in Allen Fieldhouse, and that's where the Bears could really assert themselves into that league race if they are going to be somebody that that sticks around. So keep your eye on that as far as it is concerned. The other games this week in the Big 12, Mitch brought up not-so-big Monday tonight. Oklahoma and Texas, who are a combined 15-22, they will do battle on ESPN at 8 in the nightcap tonight. That is in Austin. So you'll get to see Oklahoma and Texas slug it out there, although – in all seriousness, it is a pretty important game for Oklahoma if they really want to get back on track after letting one slip away against Iowa State this past weekend. Also got TCU at Oklahoma State with the Cowboys coming off their first Big 12 win of the year. They won at Texas Tech and won pretty emphatically there on the road on Saturday, another game that was a surprise. Can TCU go get a Big 12 road win there and continue to stack wins up? They're still in the NCAA tournament field right now, according to Bracketology. Joe Lenardi likes TCU a pretty decent amount. So right now, they still look like they are in pretty good shape. Tuesday, obviously, you have K-State and Iowa State, which will tip off at 8 o'clock in Ames. Much better couple of matchups there because in addition to that, you do get to see West Virginia host Kansas, and they'll try and bounce back in Morgantown. The Mountaineers will after just a very frustrating week last week. They lost, remember, their last home game to Oklahoma, which is kind of what got the Sooners back rolling on this little bit of a run that they have had. Then Wednesday, the only game is Texas Tech at fifth-ranked Baylor. So I mentioned that the Bears absolutely have to have that one if you want anybody to really challenge Kansas, because just to put a nice bow on the discussion about K-State, the win over West Virginia, everything they accomplished. One thing they did do there, too, is essentially for the time being just knock West Virginia out of any kind of Big 12 title talk. They're down with that group that is 4-3 in the conference. That includes K-State and Iowa State as well. Big group of teams at 3-4 also. So as of right now, I mean, Baylor and Kansas have separated themselves. Maybe now it's just those two and everybody else instead of West Virginia as well. Appreciate everybody listening to Wildcat Insider here today. Of course, we'll have the return of the game tomorrow and be back at it with Wildcat Insider with the voice of the Cats, Wyatt Thompson, once again next Monday. Appreciate Mitch Fortner's help here today. I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider.